Good evening.
I didn't realize how late it was. I apologize.
Yesterday. In the Zohar.
I'm sorry?
I said it gave me a chance to just read the verses in the Zohar today that I missed.
Oh, okay. That whole section is really esoteric.
Well, I see it, but I also, you know.
Someone arrived.
Brandy, love.
I think so.
How are you, Brandy?
Oh, pretty good.
So, are we doing a Zohar class tonight, or are we continuing with Purim, for Shushan Purim?
Well, I say we leave it up to you.
Well, okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a question, and that'll help me decide. What section are we at in Parashat Tzav? I'm thinking we just finished 5. But I'm not sure.
Okay, I may not have mine. Maybe on the sofa. It's not in my folder. I thought I had it in my folder, and I don't. So, since I had company, I moved. You know, we had the grandbaby come for the first visit. I ended up having a house full instead of 3 people. And I
understand.
I don't have it in my room with me, so I'll have to look at it from the computer.
Okay. Let's do the Zohar. So please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa.
Okay, let me mute.
Ana Bekoah Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Terurah Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Sadi Tabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Acharenu No ra, Ufreshayan Simtet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Ivavat Shamre. Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kashin. Barhem Tacharem, Rakame Sitkatcha. Tamid Gamle Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Pasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Tet kuf bet tet nunayin. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zohre kidushata. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shabbatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yoteya kalumo. We've brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, The Rav Chesed, the Emet, Yaser chesed la'alafim Nosea on wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty by studying the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu erchimu tchilu u'tchilu erchimu le'achta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu karenei, aleinu maasei yadeinu karenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar, bekama atar, tane nad dekudsha. Berichu koma deaved leela witata. Kolai hu kishot biovada dikshot, velei lach mila bialma divae barnash, vedach yalea mineya ulan haga, veya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikolai tzirich bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. The verse, the one verse that we study from the Chumash or from the Tanakh that connects to this energy is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Utsamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakat ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 15th day of Adar, which is Shushan Purim, Rabbi Shalom Harif, Rabbi Eliezer Menachem Mendel Biederman, Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman of Boyan, Rabbi Pinchas Menachem Alter, the Panei Menachem of Ger. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. So today's class is from the Parashat Tzav, section 6. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Parashat Tzav. When that landing page opens up, scroll to section 6, and we will start with Pasuk 50. Does anybody have any questions? We will start with a additional L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinteh b'tchilu erchimu u'tchilu u'tchilu erchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhei b'vavheh v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Ehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenehu. Weodesh tamid tu kad al hamizbeach, we gomer, gauraita Mar Bahalo Go Divari Nu Out Naum Ashem Lo Tik Bevadai Tavera E Na Mekaba Torah Aval Avera Mekaba Mitzvah Uman De Aved Avera Dim Kaba Mitzvah Dehi Ner Haki Mekaba Ner Delay Deed Mar Bar Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Megufeya Behai U Kibu Teishtear Gufa Bahashoka Behakiman Bisalik Shikinta Meatraha Garim Kibu Bahashoka Behahu Atar Vachashoka Ihi Aveira Vashivcha Ki Tirash Yivirta. The translation. We should also interpret the words, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. This is the Torah called fire, of which it says, is not my word like a fire, says Hashem, as it should always shine upon the altar, which is Malchut. It should never go out. Surely the fire of the Torah shall not go out, since a transgression does not put out the Torah. But a transgression puts out a precept, and he who commits a transgression puts out a precept, which is called a candle. He thus puts out his candle from his own body, namely the soul that is called a candle, of which it says, a man's soul is the candle of Hashem. It is extinction indeed, for the body remains in darkness. He who causes the Shekhinah to go away from her abode, through his actions, brings about extinction and darkness into that place. A transgression is darkness, and the handmaid that is heir to her mistress. For a transgression that is a handmaid and darkness inherits the place of the mistress, the Shekhinah, which was removed from her place. My commentary. In this pasuk is a hint to why people die. When one does a transgression, one reduces the energy of the soul. When the energy is extinguished, the body dies, and the soul goes to be rejuvenated. Pasuk 51. Usliku demitzva besitra dame Haaretz lehon bekaba mitzva lekayem Behon urshayim Vachoshech yidabu Aval gabe mare Torah Leit lea kviyayo Olamit Behon v'nacharim la v'tama Razin d'oraita D'or razit karet umtot d'oraita Imakaimuin la brabanan Torayihu l'gabayhu Leila laila v'yomam Lahtik be'alayhu Begindim kaimim Vavahagita Bo'yomam v'alayla the translation. Regarding the ascension of a precept on the side of the common people, who are without knowledge of the Torah, for them a transgression extinguishes a precept. The words, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, are fulfilled in them. As for the sages of the Torah, their precept is never extinguished, because they shine upon the precept with several mysteries of the Torah. For light is called a secret, the Raz, namely the numerical value of light, is 207, which alludes to the secrets of the Torah being lights. The precepts of the Torah, which the sages observe, are considered in them to be just like the Torah. They will never be extinguished, night or day, because they observe in relation to her. But you shall meditate therein day and night. The commentary. The Zohar is explaining that judgments are relative to people. Also, there is also a hierarchy to the secrets of the Torah as well. Thus, when an ignorant person performs a sin, he extinguishes the light of that mitzvah within him or her. When a tzaddik performs a mistake, that tzaddik has secrets from their studies that replaces the lost light. Questions, comments, thoughts. This is the end of the section. So we're going to now connect to section 7. And that starts with Pasuk 52. Ve ashan desali mipu maihu bamile. Ve oraita ihu. Ashan hamaracha. Dim sadrin la umarikin. La lagabe bala. Begon becha alotcha, et hanerot deitmar, bechon lecha alot, ner tamid uvashan, hamaraka v'anan haktoret, deoraita ashan, tila yitar milba, legabe tamid, U Ashan Amaraka Vianan Hakatoret Deoraita Ashan Vila Itar Milba Legabe Hakmeta Vihu Kimocha Gegavna Dianana Deitaruta Dianana Mili bachadahu dikti v'ed yale min haaretz ulvatar v'hishka et ko b'nei ha'adama. The translation. The smoke coming up from the mouths of the sages of the Torah with words of the Torah is like the smoke of the wood set on the altar. The secret of Malchut, called a set, since she is set for her husband, is there on pin. So in the verse, when you light, literally raise the candles, which speaks of raising Malchut, the secret of the candles, to Zerunkin, as it says of them, to cause, to literally raise the candles to burn always. Namely, Malchut called candle, this is affected by the smoke of the wood set on the external altar, as smoke is considered to be Malchut. by the smoke from the wood of the and the cloud of incense in the internal altar, of which the Torah, Zerampin, is the smoke. Zerampin will awaken in the heart, Bina, and rise to Chachma that resembles the brain, for the heart and brain are Chachma and Bina. And the smoke from the wood on the inner altar, which is Zerampin, rises to them by means of Mayim Nukvim, to unite Chachma and Bina. It is like a cloud, since a cloud stirs in the heart, as written, and there went up a mist from the earth, namely Zerampin, called mist, which is smoke, will rise from Bina, the secret of the supernal land, and water the whole face of the ground. For after Zerampin has risen by means of Mayim Nukvim, and received plenty from Chachma and Bina, he waters the whole face of the ground, which is Malchut. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. To understand this pasuk, we must remember female waters, Mayim Nukvim, are actions by people meant to arouse action on the part of the male, which is there on 10. Pasuk 53. Aki tarashan mi bina dihu beli badiuk muha begabeya halev mevin besalik legabe achmadihi kimota Umanda amuda de emsaita de atlebe da atle bevinda at. And he explains his words. Thus the smoke arises from Bina, which is in the heart, considered to be an understanding heart. It rises to Chachma, which is like the brain. What is the smoke? It is the central column, Zerampin, that rises and unites Chachma and Bina and becomes Dat to them. The secret of a heart that understands knowledge. From the heart, Bina, Dat rises, which is the central column that unites Chachma and Bina. My commentary is that the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 54.
Levatar denachit ashan hakma tega bebina teinun dalis mala. Udalimina ihu nachit mi male me abba veima male yudhe tiu okta aitsin teinun tachat tachatsi mesitra de etz chaim teinun aivarim the gufa de taman Hashem, haitzim vaday leokda lon bishal chovin, beoraita de itmar, beyahalo ko devarai devari, kaish neum Hashem, bishil chovin. The ner mitzvah birchimu.
The translation. He explains his words. The smoke, Zerampin, and Dat descends from Chachma to Bina, of which one is to the left and the other to the right. Bina being to the left of Zerampin, and Chachma to its right. After its words descends full with abundance of Abba and Ima, Chachma and Bina,
full with abundance of yud hay to burn the woods. The Torah scholars who are from the side of the tree of life, Zeranpin, they are therefore called woods, literally trees, who are the limbs of the body, where hay, literally the, of the trees lies. They are the body parts of Malchut that is called body and called hay. As the souls of the Torah scholars are the offspring of Zeranpin and Malchut. Most certainly the intention is to burn them with the flame of the Torah, as it is written. Is not my word like a fire, says Hashem? By the flame of the candle we are commanded to light, with love, namely by the flames of fire of love, or the precepts. My commentary. Without Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk could not be understood. The pasuk is also teaching that when we do any mitzvah, we need to have a consciousness, a kavanah of love. This is what the Sephardic custom of the L'shem Yichud statement accomplishes. Pasuk 55. Pikuda lema kriv b'kol yoma tamidim b'yavadreya lehadlik esh ahidiktiv esh tamid tukad al hamizbeach lo tikbe b'yavadreya terumad hadeshen b'yavadreya Karban neder odedava tanim priamorayim kol ilein tamidin inun midot tekut shabarichu bitrike lemecheve lo nita priagid ekosifiran uhu chadmem O Sufira Uspira Memana Al Shabbatot Uzmanin Yomin Tavin Behahi Yomida Beshultanuta Behahuzina Kosafirin It Kalilu Ba Beit kariu kuhu ayin shin hahi yomida v'chesed chasadin v'gvura gvulot v'haki b'komida. The translation. It is commanded to offer daily offerings every day and then kindle a fire. As it is written, a fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. And then to remove the ashes from the altar, it shall never go out. And to remove the ashes from the altar and to bring a sacrifice for a vow or a voluntary sacrifice. Tanaim and Amoraim, all these daily offerings are the attributes of the Holy One, blessed be He. Namely the Sephirot, which should have rest. All the Sephirot are one, yet each and every Sephirah is appointed over specific Shabbat periods and holidays. Namely on every Shabbat and feast, a different Sephirah reigns. The reigning attribute at that time includes all the Sephirot. Each Sephirah includes all 10 Sephirot, and they are all named after the reigning Sephirah. It is Chesed, then Chasadim. And if Gevurah, then Gevurot. If the ruling Sephirah is a specific Shabbat time period, it's Chesed. Then all 10 Sephirot that are included in it are called Chasadim. Then all the, if the ruling Sephirah at a specific Shabbat time period is Gevurah, then all 10 Sephirot included in it are called Gibberot. Thus it is with all these ruling attributes. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the Pasuk is clear as written. It also raises the question, which Sephirah for which Shabbat and or holiday is the ruling attribute? Questions, comments, thoughts. That's the end of the section and the end of our class. Does anyone have any
questions? I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm wondering if it has to do with the mas and whether the mas is more negativity or positivity connected to it. For example, Av and Tammuz, which we have it in Tevet, that we think of as more negative months, the three negative months anyway, as compared to, say, Kislev. Does the calendar effect have an effect on the Sephirot? I guess that's what I'm asking.
The month does have an effect on the Sephirot, but it's really because of an interaction between the Sephirot and the month's Sephirot. What Sephirah rules at a particular time on Shabbat relates to the astrological influences, and we cover that in the Sefer Yetzirah classes. And there's a whole sequence of the letters that have to be followed, and that establishes what is the ruling Sephirah for that period of time.
Okay. Is it also linked to the lesson that we had in the advanced reincarnation with the parts of theme? For example, with on Shabbat, with the Maftir, the parts of theme of Raquel and Israel, if you have the consciousness of it, then you receive that extra soul. If you don't have the consciousness, then you don't receive the extra soul. So I'm wondering if that also influences where, would it be where the Sephirot is, or would it be where you are? I don't know how to put it in words. In your own daily life, or your own daily Shabbat that day. In other words, you didn't make it to the whole tree. In other words, you didn't get that extra soul. If you didn't hear the reading or read the Maftir with that consciousness of receiving the extra soul.
The answer to your question is I don't really understand the question, but the idea essentially, every 2 hours, the astrological influences change. And the order in which they change depends on which Sephirah is in control at sunrise. And that relates to the week of the month of the year itself, and where the astrological signs are in the sky.
Okay.
And it's all covered in the Sefer Yetzirah.
Well, I think the meaning that I got was when we did a mitzvah, we caused the Sephirot to move in the world. And since that is a mitzvah,
when we do any action, we cause Mayim Nukvim, female waters. Mm-hmm. When we do any action, we are generating a reaction from the Sephirot in the spiritual levels of the spiritual world.
Okay. I have more pondering to do.
Okay. Anything else? Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, we will have a study of Psalm 62.
Okay.
Shabbat shalom to all.
Okay. Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Bye.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Bye.